There was a college graduate who just got out of school and went for his first job interview and says to the boss, "I would love to work here, but I have some requirements. I would like to make $200,000 a year and have six weeks of vacation every year." The boss looked at him and said, "What would you say if I gave you $500,000 a year and 7 weeks of vacation?" The guy was astonished and said, "I can't believe it. You must be kidding." The boss says, "Yes, I am, but you started it." The unbelievable thing in today's beautiful parable, as the church prepares us for Great Lent, is that the Lord's love is unstoppable and immeasurable, and there is nothing that we do to earn it. When the priest comes with the gospel book and picks up the gospel book at the beginning of the liturgy, he says, "Wisdom, be attentive," and enthrones the sacred scripture on the altar. He reminds us of this great news, that if we are willing to go towards Christ, then the Heavenly Father will run out to us, put his hands around us, kiss us, and give us a great celebration. When we are sometimes laid low by our own insufficiencies and failures, and we feel like saying what the prodigal son said, "I am not worthy to be called your son," or "I am not worthy to be called your daughter," God stops him. Doesn't even answer the question, because you are always the son and daughter of the Heavenly Father. And you may be disappointed in yourself. You may be even on the verge of despair, but the Lord is always looking after you. The slightest link, the slightest look in God's direction, he will run out to you, put his hands around you, and kiss you. And if you remember, there's an old saying that when two people kiss, it's one of the best way of not seeing what's wrong with the other person. And so when God in this parable runs out to his prodigal son and kisses him, it's God saying, "I see that you have returned. You are healthy." We sometimes don't want to forgive ourselves, remind ourselves of our own failures, and forget that the Lord's gift of grace is simply waiting to embrace us and to kiss us. So God is Father. We are family. It is very easy in the spiritual life to be very ego-centered. It's all about me. The son, the prodigal son says, "I am not worthy to be called your son." But he's not thinking about his brother. He's not thinking about his father. He's not saying, "Father, were you worried that I was away? Is my brother okay? Is everything else good? Are our neighbors doing well?" Sometimes, even in our deepest sorrow and repentance, we are tempted to only think of ourselves. When in today's parable, God the Father, as the loving Father here says, think about everybody else also. Think that your return can save someone else. Think about how the Heavenly Father has thought about you all this time. So when we go into the great fast Lent, remember the joy with which the Heavenly Father will go to you and kiss you and hug you. So we may be disappointed in ourselves, but don't let that drown out the great love and mercy that the Father is willing to give to anyone as long as you turn and go towards him. He will help you the rest of the way.